Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. Thousands of archives with the brand new ability for you to listen and to take these with you if you want. How many years have you guys been saying, when are you going to let us download these so we can burn them onto a CD and put them in my car so I can listen to your show as I'm driving along, you know, on vacation or whatever? I get that all the time, folks. Well, now you can do that. We now have that ability. We've been working hard on it. It hasn't been easy, but we've got it just for you. Nothing's too good for my audience. So check all that out, folks, at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog, which is now back working perfectly. Now, we had a couple of days in the growing pains thing with this new audio capability, but now it's working fine. Check that out again. And also, don't forget our new website, which is the knowledge base, askjim.biz, askjim.biz. It's Small Business Answers Now. And so check that out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Everything I have is available to you with no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. Paul Cherry, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the top salesmanship experts in our Brain Trust. He's CEO of Performance-Based Results. It's an international sales and leadership consulting firm. He's trained thousands of people and thousands of organizations over his lifetime on how to put their best foot forward in the marketplace. He's the author of Questions That Sell, The Powerful Process for Discovering What Your Customers Really Want, which is, I like the way he uses that word want rather than need, because as you know, I think there's a difference. Paul Cherry, welcome back to the show.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. I use the word want. You used the word want on your cover. I'm so glad you did that because, Paul, I believe that what people need are commodities, and mm-hmm. everybody knows exactly what the cost of a commodity, what the value of a commodity is, and they're not. And because it's a commodity, they're not going to pay you one penny more for anything extra if they're looking for commodities. Don't try to sell them commodities, which is what they need. Sell them what they want, which is customization. That's what they'll pay extra for, won't they?
That's what it's all about, what they value and tapping into their emotions. Yeah. That's what motivates people, and they're going to spend a little bit more money with you.
How do we convert that thought into prospecting? Because prospecting, you know, folks, you can't get water out of the hose if you don't fill the pipe.
That's right.
And prospecting is all about filling the pipe, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I mean, we talk about when you're engaging the customer, but before you do that, you really got to ignite some interest, whet their appetite, and you got to pull them in so you can have important business dialogue. So that's what we're going to be talking about this morning.
All right. How do we tell us about that?
Well, you know, the big challenge with folks today, how they're prospecting is they're making a lot of phone calls. The days of being able to stop by, pop in, and be able to meet somebody on the spot don't exist.
That's gone. Those days are gone, aren't they?
Yes, they are. So they're using emails, okay, with limited success, and they're using voicemail with very limited success. So a lot of salespeople are very frustrated and throwing
I don't like for salespeople to drop in on me. I used to make my living that way, and people expected it because I brought them information that they didn't have.
Yes.
In the old days, Paul, I was their internet.
Yes.
We brought them news of new products, new capability, ways that they could do better. So every salesman that walked in was a potential revelation.
Yes.
Today, we get that. We already got that information before they get here, don't we?
That's right. That's right. So you know what? You got to go one step above that. If you still want to be that, as you said, the internet, you still can be, but you got to do that in ways that they just can't shop around on the internet for that information.
Well, they already know all the things they need to know about what they need. They just don't know everything they need to know about what they want.
Exactly. That's right. So, you know, in many ways, and I don't mean this to be negative, but customers, for the most part, can be ignorant, and it's our job to educate them.
Send all letters to Paul Cherry in Delaware. You called my audience ignorant there, Paul. I'm going to let them send you the letters.
All right. That sounds good.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, the thing is that what we want to do is we want to help salespeople really craft the right kind of messages. that's really going to grab the prospect's attention. That can, you know, a lot of times we're not going to get them live over the phone, but you can create powerful scripted voicemail messages that's going to get people's attention. And it's the same thing with emails as well, short and crisp and to the point. It's what I call the works formula. The acronym stands for, it's W-E-R-C-S. And that stands for, W is for who else, meaning who else have you been working with in the industry to build credibility of why they should talk with you. E is for exclusivity, which means about you got something unique to bring to the table to whet their appetite. R is for referencing authority, and that is referencing trade journals, magazines, of special interest articles that's going to bring value to them. C is for the compliment, and that you came across something of interest that you found to highlight that they were published in or referenced to that you want to bring to their attention to stroke their ego. And the last is S is for story, in which you're telling a specific quantifiable story that brought results to a specific client and how you can bring it to them. And what I'd like to do in a moment is we can actually go through examples of how we do that to grab the prospect's attention.
And in grabbing their attention, when you're going through these steps, don't you need to really focus on what's at the core of their motivation? I mean, one of my favorite examples is I heard a guy talking one time, a CEO talking about what his company's mission was, and this company took your non-core competency tasks and did them for you. And that's basically what he said. It's a great business model. It works fine. But I disagreed with how he said what they did. I think he should have simply said, business owners, we give you your Saturdays back.
Yeah, sure.
See what I mean?
Yes. You know, that's one of the four areas that I go. It's when you said the motives, one of four motives that I'm going after. And one of those four is, how can you make your prospect's life easier? Right. You got to dangle that carrot that you have something of value to make their life easier, because everyone today feels stretched.
Right.
And they want to feel like they have more in control. So I love that example that you give, because you got to appeal to self-interest. That's why people buy.
Absolutely. Paul,
save the company money, make money, but they're thinking of their self-interest.
Right. Hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. Paul Cherry is our guest, folks. We're going to continue to talk about more prospecting right after these messages. We're going to get into that works example he was mentioning right after these messages. The book is called Questions That Sell by Paul Cherry. Stay with us.
What do you do?
Aflac for Small Business, how can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business, just me and my aunts.
Well, with Aflac for Small Business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits.
The Hour, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and check out my new website, folks, askjim.biz, askjim.biz, the knowledge base for small business where you get small business answers now. Paul Cherry is our guest. He's the author of Questions That Sell. Paul, give us your website and tell us where your book's available.
Okay, the website is PB Results, P as in peanut, B as in butter, results.com.
All right.
And the book can be any of the major bookstores and, of course, Amazon.com.
Works, W-E-R-C-S.
Yes.
Tell us again what those stand for and how do we use it.
Works.
We're talking about prospecting, by the way, folks.
To prospecting. What I like to do is, whether it's crafting, if I'm crafting a letter, a voicemail, or an email, I like to follow this formula. And the W stands for who else. And I like to dangle the carrot, other companies I've been working with, okay, with similar challenges. And I bring up those challenges to say, you know, here's some of the challenges they face. Like if I'm working in the pharmaceutical industry, I'll say, you know, one of the things that salespeople are struggling with today is not being able to gain access to doctors. We've come up with a plan, a process that helps them to increase their face-to-face ratio 2 to 3 times more than what they're currently doing. I'd like to talk with you and share with you some ideas that I think might work for you. It's just something as simple as that, you know, based on who else you've been working with. Now, you notice I didn't mention who the companies are, because you have to be a little careful or selective how much information
you
want to share.
And you know what? That's classic, because what you just described is what many decades ago We used to call the similar situation close. Which
tell
is what you
it.
Just described. Well, similar situation close is just where you say, you know, I've helped a number of companies with this area, and this is what those companies did.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm getting at is some things never change.
They don't. That's right. You're talking about communication, you know, human
That's
relations.
Right.
You know,
That's
there's
right.
really nothing new in selling today. Sure, you got technology, but, you know, bottom line, people still want relationships and trust and feel that they want to do business with people
right.
that they feel confident in.
And they also want to know who else has been successful with what you're talking about, and that's
exactly.
what the W is for.
Exactly.
Right, what about the E?
Some time and energy with you, you know, demonstrate some credibility that you
right.
at least appear to understand some of my challenges.
And
based
the E.
on who else you've been working with.
Let's do the E
okay?
now.
Yeah, and you make it intriguing. E stands for, that's what I call exclusivity. What we're trying to do here for exclusivity is really appeal to what I call a sense of urgency. There is something that you have to offer, but there are some time constraints or some limited resources. And we've seen this, that if you're promoting something on the Internet, for the first 100 people to respond, they get a special offer.
Right.
Now, how I use it as an example, exclusivity, is because I travel throughout the United States, and I have an important prospect that I'm going to call on. I'm going to reach out and say, by the way, I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio on June 4th. I'd like to see if you and I could get together to talk about these specific issues. The reason why I'm using exclusivity is that this is the only time that I'm available. So either you, a peer, or a boss, we can have some face time to talk about these issues.
One of the okay? things I used to do when I was a consultant, whenever I would raise my rates, I would not raise my rates for my existing customers. I would only raise them for my new customers I was bringing on, because they didn't know I had another rate. But I would always tell my existing customers, I'm raising my rates for everybody else, but because you're a good customer and you've been with me all this time, your rates stay the same. And it always made them happy.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's funny you mention that, because even with a client who won't get back to me, a prospective client, I have a certain date attentively on hold.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden, another client comes in and says, I want that specific date. It's amazing when I call that prospective client to say, look, you got to get back to me on a date. I'll let me know. Either, it's going to be released.
Right.
Or you're going to get the date. Call me
right.
back in 24 hours. So it's
and
sort of
do.
Like takeaway. But you got to be honest with people.
Oh, yeah. No. You can't manipulate them. All right. What about
C? Don't manipulate them. Don't be corny with this stuff.
Right.
Let me tell you about the third one, referencing authority. You know, we may not always have, you know, the track record, the trend of working with clients in their specific industry, but we can certainly reference, you know, articles, news from publications and journals that the prospect is familiar with. It's important to, you know, go, or it could even be the Wall Street Journal, and talk about a specific article that
We used to call them proof sources.
Yes. It tells them that you're on their wavelength of their mm-hmm. issues, their problems, and you're dangling the carrot to say, you know what, I understand your needs. Let's talk.
All right. Okay? What about the C?
The C stands for, that's what I call compliment. What's great about the compliment is, and again, you have to be sincere with this one, but a lot of folks today, prospects, we can Google them and find
right.
out about what kind of boards they're
right.
on, where
mm-hmm.
they've been published, something you've been able to find out, or a referral that you found, something unique about them.
Right.
And what you're doing is you're stroking their ego by raising the point that, you know, you understand something about them, or you're giving them a little genuine
And that's praise. Easy to do today. It wasn't easy
yes.
to do 30 years ago, but it's falling off a log easy today.
Oh, it is.
Very, very good.
Caught up in our own interests.
Paul, I got 30 seconds for the S.
The S is story. All that the story is talking about, you're telling stories grab attention. And what you're doing is saying, you know what, I worked with a particular client, faced this problem. And as a result of working with them, they were able to achieve, save, mm-hmm. eliminate. Put numbers, dollars, or cents in there, because, again, you're dangling a carrot of interest that you have something to offer, hoping it's based on a similar problem or challenge they're facing.
Paul, good right? job today. Thank you for being here. Hopefully you'll help us all get a little bit more business into the pipeline. The book is called Questions That Sell. The author is Paul Cherry. He's our friend. Paul, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
Bye-bye. Quick break. Right back with another good buddy of ours, Mr. Tim Berry. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You've reached Pearson Incorporated. For Matt Pearson Sales, press 1. For Matt Pearson Accounting, press 1. For Matt Pearson, Human Resources, press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business can have the same Aflac products and service the big guys get at no direct cost to you.
For Matt Pearce.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.